This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Behind Lee County's decision to not have that mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm.
Well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. So they were following the weather track, and they had to make decisions based on that. But, 72 hours, they weren't even in the cone. 48 hours, they were on the periphery. So you got to make the decisions the best you can. I will say, they delivered the message to people. They had shelters open. Everybody had adequate opportunity to at least get to a shelter within the county. But a lot of the residents did not want to do that. I think probably for various reasons. Some people just don't want to leave their home, period. They're island people, whatever. But I think part of it was so much attention was paid to Tampa that I think a lot of them probably thought that they wouldn't get the worst of it. So, but they did. And I think it's easy to second guess them, but they were ready for the whole time and made that call when there was justifiable to do so.
Some of their neighboring counties, though, did have mandatory evacuations before Tuesday.
Well, right. But our neighboring, if you look at Tuesday morning, they had moved the track down. Models started showing it going to Sarasota, so that's so they did that. I was in Sarasota that day with them when they were expanding some of their evacuations. Charlotte, I think, did the same thing either Monday night or Tuesday morning. But don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. advisory, it was going to go to Taylor County in North Florida. And so, at some point, you got to look to see kind of where this thing is going. So, I think it's easy to say in hindsight. We had most of our supply station in the Tampa Bay area. As that track moved, we shifted our response further south as well. Now,
we start once again with Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida defending in a conversation on the air with a CNN reporter Lee County and why people are turning up dead so much there, because it really was ground zero for Hurricane Ian. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, we're starting with the hurricane in the aftermath and another hurricane that is smashing into Mexico right now as I have cracked open this mic. So let's start first with we lost everything. That pretty much is the mantra you hear from a lot of people. The death toll is somewhere between 78 and 100. Closer to 100, but it's all about verifying. Search and rescue teams are still looking for survivors. There is disaster relief. We live in a great country. So many people trying to help the people in Fort Myers and Lee County, where so many lost their lives. There were nearly 2,800 people who looked for a place to stay on Sunday night in 30 shelters that were put up by the Red Cross. More than 2.3 million meals, 15 million water bottles have been distributed in some of the hardest hit counties throughout the state. 83,000 people have already applied for assistance from FEMA at this point and counting. So this is going to be the most costly hurricane that has hit the state of Florida in the billions. Somewhere between $37 billion and $40 billion is kind of what the estimate is, but that's not official, of course. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved waivers to allow food stamp recipients in some of these affected counties to buy hot food with their benefits through the month. There are all kinds of provisions that are happening, things that are happening. People are rallying around other people. Like I said, in this great country, we do lend a hand. I really believe that. And there were so many people that wanted to also just go down there and drop off supplies, but that's impossible in some of those areas. So the best way is through the Red Cross and so many of the other disaster relief programs that have been set up. So at this point, it is about seeing what's happened, still looking for bodies, looking for people, and they're still finding people alive because they're finding pockets of air, or they're just trapped on Sanibel Island and you have boats that are going to rescue them, and even helicopters. A lot of helicopters were brought in, and I think that's going to continue actually from the conversations I've had for the next couple of days, believe it or not, because we're almost going to be at that week point where it's been a week ago since it hit on Wednesday. And now as we look at things, it's going to be about moving forward, too. And you heard DeSantis say that some people are island people. They don't want to leave because it is about why didn't people leave? Should people have left? And all the argument over that. I mean, here's the thing. The blame game, I think, in making people feel bad who decided to stay is pathetic and is worthless. But is there lessons to be learned for people moving forward? And probably there is. You make the decision. You look at a map. They talk about how, and I think it's amazing what they can track with hurricanes. But, you know, they talk about this cone, the cone of destruction, the cone of where it's going to hit. And it changed. And it changed, and people weren't expecting it to change. Some of the people didn't get the word. Some of the people didn't realize just how close it was going to come to where they were and what the storm surge was going to be like. So that's where we're at. About what do you do, what happens next time? What happens to people listening to the show when you know it? We've seen other floods, other catastrophes. When do you make decisions and who do you rely on to give you the best information that you could possibly, get, right? So Fort Myers Beach, where it was really crushed, is uninhabitable for at least months. People are tired and hungry, but there's so many hot meals that are being served up. And like I already said, so many people that are trying to help with these relief organizations that are coming in, those that are able to get it, because with bridges destroyed and everything else, it's really, 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 really been incredibly hard to do that. That will get easier, right? So it's, people are calling it Florida Strong. You know, there's, it's about helping the people in Florida and other people helping people outside of the state. And I think with Hurricane Orlean, because we're still in the hurricane season, now is bearing down as a Cat 1 in a very popular area where a lot of Americans go to take vacations because, frankly, they can get a cheap vacation there, like Mazatlan. So hitting those areas, the storm has strong winds, drenching downpours, and there it is, hitting land. And it is the ninth storm of the Eastern Pacific area, right? So the ninth storm, you look at Ian and what happened on the Atlantic side, and now you look at the other side of things, Cat 1. So, you know, it hit before 10 a.m., and it's moving closer to some of those areas, some of those touristy areas, like I said. And there are people that are trying to take cover because we're talking about the warnings are for the coast of the mainland of Mexico. It's a 175-mile stretch of the western coastline that goes all the way to Mazatlan and some other areas. So we go back to that cone again. So what does it mean? Some people will get flash flooding. They'll get mudslides, could get 10 inches of rain or more. And once again, dangerous storm surge and that coastal flooding, the large swells, life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Some of the things, like Puerto Vallarta, that they're expected to be affected by this. So we're talking about the same things we were talking about with Ian. And when do people decide they have to leave at all costs, whatever they have to do, they have to get out at least temporarily? Coming up next, odds and ends.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Florida, who have boats, who have gone and have rescued people off of islands. They're not looking for publicity. They're not looking for some do-re-mi. And I have friends in the area who were affected by it, and they talk about the search and rescue teams and how many people have become survivors because of that since the storm hit, 1,600 at least. So, you, of course, you do have the federal and state teams and the helicopters and the boats and the door-to-door, but you have communities coming together searching, too, and doing everything they can. They're there. They're in hand. They're trying to make it happen. And so many people, from what I've been told, just wonderful good Samaritans have immediately done whatever they can to anyone that they come across, or when somebody is searching for someone, doing everything that they can, and like I said, not looking for anything, not looking for a pat on the back or any of that, but staying, standing, and doing everything they can to make that become a reality, to instead get to somebody before it's too late. So I love it. I love seeing that. I love hearing those stories. Like I said, I mean, how about America Strong? That's something where, yeah, I'm not trying to take advantage. I'm not swooping in to sell someone something like cleanup or any of that kind of stuff. No. I'm here because I'm right next door. I'm here because somebody talked about people that they couldn't get to. So I know I have this boat. I know I can do this. And that's exactly what happens I think so often and isn't talked about, and it says unsung heroes. Like I said, thank goodness we have so many of those people. Thank goodness. All right, little odds and ends, things that are happening that really tripped up on my radar screen today. One of them is the former President Donald Trump, who's under fire in a lot of different areas, including what's happening with the top secret documents and the National Archives and the Department of Justice. But he filed a $475 million lawsuit against CNN claiming defamation that cost him the 2020 presidential election. It was filed in Fort Lauderdale. It focuses on the term "the big lie" about the false claims of widespread fraud that he says cost him that presidential bid. CNN, of course, isn't releasing any statement or anything about it, but it definitely has been filed. It definitely has been filed. Although there have been a lot of federal and local election officials in both parties, so Republicans and Democrats, and a lot of courts and top former campaign staffers, and even Donald Trump's own attorney general have all said there's no evidence of the election fraud that he's alleging. So we'll see what happens with this lawsuit. It's never dull, is it? And we are 2 years, you know, less, well, a little over 2 years from a presidential election. It'll be here before you know it. Okay, something else that I think is scary and interesting and unbelievable at the same time, and we've talked about this a bunch here, and we have California listeners. The past 3 years have been the driest for the state of California on record. They said that on Monday they're preparing for the streak to continue because of this phenomenon known as La Nina, which is expected this winter, which only worsens things. And as it gets deeper, more communities, especially the rural areas, are running out of water. And then that heavy pumping, of course, what do you think that does? It depletes groundwater, and it's not being replenished by rain or snow. I knew it was, of course, awful, but I didn't realize that 1,200, by their own reports that just came out, 1,200 wells have run dry this year statewide. Wow. You know, people that are especially, again, in these rural spots, some of them really beautiful areas, are just bringing in buckets and buckets of water, the best, you know, that they, whatever they can do. And it has to be incredibly frustrating. What do you do with that? How do you solve that dilemma? And we see it. We see what's happening with Lake Mead and the water that that would normally feed. And that's why they're finding bodies and plane parts and all kinds of crazy things because of what's happened there very close to Las Vegas. And it's affecting crops. It's affecting all kinds of livelihoods. And it just gets worse. It just gets worse. All right, to me, this is just an awful, awful thing, and I've noticed that this is happening more, and I've been on these escalators, and I often wonder if, you know, you get jostled around or people in a hurry or maybe you're not paying attention or something gets caught, but a 27-year-old fell from an escalator inside the stadium in Pittsburgh after the Sunday game. It happened after New York beat Pittsburgh 24-20, so the game that was on Sunday, and it's this guy named Dalton Keene who was finally identified. He lived in a small county 25 miles outside of Pittsburgh and was a huge fan. Paramedics, of course, go to there on the scene immediately. They get him into a hospital, but he's in critical condition, and then he was pronounced dead at the hospital. He fell from the top part of the escalator. Wow, what a terrible, terrible thing. And, of course, they're investigating it. They say it's a tragedy. But this hasn't just happened there. It happened also at the Eagles Lincoln Field during a weekend concert, you know, the weekend. And it happened in July. He fell from an escalator rail, same thing. And then also at the tail end of July, a woman fell to her death from, again, one of these types of big escalators. You know what I'm talking about. At Mile High Stadium in Denver after a Kenny Chesney concert, right? Pretty scary stuff. And I'm thinking about stadiums because I've been to so many of them and these giant escalators and, you know, what that's like if it's just a crowded escalator and suddenly something happens, you know, somebody kind of gets a jolt and they fall forward, or, you know, you just lose your balance and you fall over. They have one of those at the U.S. Open, so the big tennis mecca. And if you go there, it's beautiful, but it takes you up all of the flights and it's on the outside and you look at it and you think, wow, somebody has too much to drink or somebody falls backwards. And in fact, when I was covering a bunch of tennis, and you know, I would bring that here on the air, we would ride the elevator because there were cameramen and people I were with that didn't want to get on the escalator. So I wonder what these investigations will yield, and if, you know, that's the best way to move people, though, where you can move massive amounts of people in a short amount of time. Because you can't get all those people on elevators. It would take hours, the amount of people, if they were higher up, to get them out of a stadium. And that's part of the reason why escalators are good people movers in those cases. But you wonder what they can do safety-wise. I'm not sure. But this is a crazy thing that's popping up a lot more. And what a terrible thing to have to make that phone call to tell somebody where they're going to an event and they just don't come home to their family because something happened on the escalator and they're investigating what it was, how they tumbled, or, you know, what exactly happened. All right, we talk about the markets a lot here because we look at inflation. Been to the store lately? How much are you paying for eggs? Oh, a lot more. How much are you paying for bread? How much are you paying for milk? I noticed the other day when I went to the store, which, of course, many of the shelves were picked over because supplies are slow in coming back thanks to Hurricane Ian, but plenty of milk on the shelf. And I think people are looking for alternatives or buying less milk, perhaps. I don't know. It's just my theory that might be happening. So stocks on Wall Street rallied a little bit on Monday. In fact, best day in months after falling terribly. The S&P was up 2.6%, biggest since July, a big, big swing. But there's still a lot of worries about a possible global recession. So pay attention, because you look at the stock market, and even if you don't play that game, it really shows you where we are headed. We're heading to the mailbag next.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At least one ballistic missile was fired by North Korea. It sailed over Japan and possibly into the Pacific Ocean. It's the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days. Recent gains by Ukrainian forces have been so significant that a spokesman for the Kremlin's defense ministry had to acknowledge them. Fighters for Kyiv have been making inroads in the very areas that Russia is trying to absorb. President Biden visiting Puerto Rico with First Lady Jill Biden at his side. He vowed that his administration will stand by the U.S. territory that was still recovering from Hurricane Maria and earthquakes when Hurricane Fiona devastated the island a couple of weeks ago. Wall Street marking its best day since late July. The Dow added 765 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 240 points. The S&P 500 rose close to 93 points, a more than 2% gain for all. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. Thank you, Tom, listening to us in Oklahoma City. Says he's listening on 890 AM. Woohoo! Shout out to all the people there in Oklahoma. Boy, I've had some good times all around Oklahoma. So, Tom, his question to me is, what was it like going through your first hurricane, I assume, in the state of Florida? Ugh, scary as hell. Because you look at the map, you don't... Here's the thing. I lived in the great state of Texas for a long time. As you know, in Oklahoma, same thing, Oklahoma City, all those areas, dealing with tornadoes. And to me, the tornadoes were scary because you never knew. It just, you know, I'd get these warnings all of a sudden, or you'd hear a siren or something would pop up. And it didn't happen a crazy amount of times, but it was pretty scary. There was more warning with the hurricane, but the problem is, and this is part of the argument, and now what everybody's talking about of who evacuated and when do you know and all this kind of stuff, is you see this cone. They keep showing you these different models and telling you how, where the cone is. The cone is actually the cone of uncertainty, which is a terrible word right, but it's true. And it's like windshield wipers. It goes one way, and then it goes another way, and then it's going this way. Oh, and the panhandle might get hit, so it might miss everybody except for the panhandle and then go shoot up the East Coast. And Ian really did damage as well in the Carolinas and then dumped a ton of water in parts of the East Coast, like Philadelphia and parts of Pennsylvania and New York. I mean, this was a monster. There's no question about it. So to answer your question, Tom, it was nerve-wracking, right? I don't like to be blindsided, as I can't imagine any of you do. So you make the decision, what's the safest thing for my family? How hard are we going to get hit? And if it had smashed into the mouth of Tampa, St. Pete, and those areas, it would have been really wiped out a lot of my family members, I'm quite certain, and I know it would have probably done the same to us. But instead, it hits people I know and hits them hard, and it's an awful, awful, crazy, crazy thing. And I think when you look at the windshield wiper approach of it, if you can make a run from it, because as I was taught, even when I was younger, you run from water. You know, you run from water and you hide from wind. So tornadoes, I was hiding from tornadoes, but not doing that from water. And when you are absolutely completely know that you're somewhere in that, I think it's really frightening. All right, this one is from Phil, and Phil says, "Hi, Kate. I listen to your show a lot. I listen a lot. I am a big fan. I like your sense of humor. It's subtle, and you are quite clever." So when I say I listen a lot, I'm in that Brownwood area, and I listen to you on 1240 AM. You've been on that station for a very, very long, long, long time. When you look at the Dallas Cowboys, this is a sports question, I hope nobody minds, because we could talk about politics till we're blue in the face and not be satisfied with our representation, let's be honest. But when I look at the Dallas Cowboys, my lifelong team, I am so crazy about Cooper Rush. I know he's the backup quarterback. I know the million-dollar man is Dak Prescott. I'm not taking anything away from him. But what happens if Cooper Rush stays in for this next game against the Rams and gives Dak Prescott more rest? Do you think they have a quarterback controversy? I do not think they have a quarterback controversy. The reason why is because you said it, the million-dollar man. They're not going to not go back to Dak Prescott because he got injured in this case. I mean, you could point to other teams where that's happened. And of course, the greatest one is Drew Bledsoe losing his job to Tom Brady. But I think this is a different story. So he did win his third straight game as a Cowboy starter. That's great. I think his stock really rises. I like Cooper Rush, but there's no way they're not going to bring in Dak Prescott. Now, if the wheels come flying off, the injury gets worse because he wants to come back against Los Angeles, well, then maybe things would be different. It is an interesting scenario, though. And I think Jerry Jones, the owner, said it right. He wants that to happen. He wants there to be a, quotes, quarterback controversy, because he doesn't want a controversy, but it means that the backup is playing well and they're winning, right? So the Philadelphia Eagles are the only undefeated team in the NFL at 4-0, but in the NFC East, look, the Dallas Cowboys are 3-1. All right, let's go to Brian. And Brian says, Joe. Joe says, "Hi, Kate. I am looking for a good movie. Have you seen any good movies lately?" You know, that's a great question for me, because I go through these times, it's a great escape, where I go to the movies it's a good escape. It's just a mind break, I guess. You know what movie I like, but this one, I don't know if it's in the movie theater still. It probably is, because you can stream it. It's called Vengeance, and it's a sort of dark comedy, and it's B.J. Novak is in it, and Ashton Kutcher is in it, and there's a lot of recognizable faces, and it's clever, and it's kind of a it tells it, you know, vengeance. It is about where we are with social media, and it's a radio host from New York City who tries to solve the murder of a girl he hooked up with, basically, and he goes to investigate the circumstances of her death, and it's very, 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 it's very surprising, let's put it that way, what he finds, because I don't want to spoil it for everyone. So there you go, that's my recommendation. Okay, Joey, I think we have Joseph, Joey, Joe. Joey says, Kate, some of these interviews with people who decided to ride out the storm, the hurricane, I like that. I like the one thing, the ones that certainly that are looking at the bright side of life. I've seen a couple of them like this who say they talk about the experience and then they say they would never do it again because of the water that came up and because of the floods, I think, that they didn't expect. And so any of us who have dealt with a wall of water know that that's the thing that you don't want to deal with. I think more people, in seeing what's happened on the Gulf Coast, I think more people will be more hesitant to just try to ride it out. But I get the reason why some people would do that, because they get hurricane weary, and then because they don't want to not be able to come back to their home, and how long will they be gone, and have no idea what's happening there. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, do you really want to leave your home? Do you think that it will be all right? Because so many other times it has been okay, because it can turn in a different direction. I mean, all those things are answers as to why people, you know, would do that. But what happens when, you know, windows shatter and a roof gets pulled off? I mean, and that was part of my decision. My decision was I knew we were going to get slammed no matter what, with high winds, and trees went down, trees went into houses, things like that happened. And I'm blessed to live in have awesome neighbors and live in a neighborhood with lots of beautiful trees. I'm a tree person. I had a great neighborhood in Texas where there was awesome trees. And I can't help myself, but sometimes those big trees come down in the wind. And so to me, I was worried about flooding. I was worried about a roof being pulled off. I was worried about projectiles, other neighbors' stuff not being tied down, or them not thinking that would be something that would smash into windows, or, you know, even though they're hurricane-proof, they're not projectile-proof. So that would made it easy for me. I didn't want to hear the sound of the freight trains and then realize what was happening around me. So there you go. Okay, how about this from Annie, who says, Kate, I'm sure you know this story. It makes me sick to my stomach. When will this abuse end? How about the U.S. soccer admitting they failed women players? At least this new report found that there's more abuse claims. How depressing is all of that? Yeah, when is enough enough? When is enough when somebody sends their young daughters into a sport and they trust the adults that are heading them up and have these great reputations, and then some horrific things, you know, happen, degrading tirades, manipulation, all that kind of stuff, retaliation, numerous allegations of sexual misconduct, some of them that hadn't been made public. It was a year-long investigation by Sally Yates, the former acting attorney general, who found that some of the game's top coaches were the subjects of all those things, and that there was a pattern there. So I would say at the highest levels of women's professional soccer, and that the sports, whatever the governing bodies are, they need to heed some of these warnings. They need to investigate them and stop the abuse. I mean, the report clearly showed that things were being ignored, and that's terrible and unacceptable, absolutely. So thanks for that one. You can send me your thoughts on anything, as you can clearly see in this kind of mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Angela Lamb joins us on the show, and she's the director of the Westside Mount Sinai Dermatology Faculty Practice and Chief Technology Officer of the Dermatology Department. You see her on NBC's The Today Show. Dr. Lamb has been quoted in Glamour, HuffPost, USA Today, and so many other publications and popular websites. Dr. Lamb is discussing the Skin Wellness Summit, a groundbreaking live free beauty virtual event she's going to be part of. That started on Thursday, and it's going to be going on Friday and Saturday as well. So the 13th through the 15th. Dr. Lamb, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And I have a question. So, you know, I started thinking about this. What if you don't wear makeup? What if you're not somebody who is in the TV business or just somebody who's not wearing a lot of makeup, etc.? But I started to think about, like I said, that today that everybody has some sort of you know, routine or skin problems or something that they're working out. Hopefully they have that routine. Anyway, what would you say are the most important things to do?
Well, I would say a proper skincare routine would be first sunscreen. The main reason why I'm here is to talk about this fantastic Skin Wellness Summit that's sponsored by both Aveeno and Neutrogena. And both of those brands make some amazing products that you could use as your foundation. So sunscreen is first. Then after the sunscreen, you really want to do a great moisturizer. And don't forget to wash your face at night. That is one of the most important things.
How do we protect ourselves in the summer months especially?
The most important way you can protect your skin and, to your point, your scalp, your ears, all of those commonly neglected areas, is to wear a hat and also put on the sunscreen. The sunscreen really needs to go on about 15 minutes prior to going outside, and you have to reapply it every about, I'd say, 80 to 90 minutes.
Boy, anti-aging is big for so many people that I know. What are some of the routines or regimens that we can do as far as anti-aging, Dr. Lam?
The main anti-aging regimens I would suggest would be to use products with retinols. You know, Neutrogena makes some great retinol-based products that are good for anti-aging. Retinols really help prevent wrinkles, brown spots, and they also turn skin cells over faster, so you get that glow. Also, I can't emphasize this enough, sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. So that's your biggest prevention.
And then, you know, I think about, like, my husband, so guys and their skin care, and he's a facial hair kind of guy. So what do you do for that?
The key for facial grooming really is to be gentle. A lot of times when you're getting ingrown hairs or irritation, you want to go stronger. But we want to focus on gentle products, so good moisturizers, which both Aveeno and Neutrogena make, hyaluronic acid-based moisturizers. The Neutrogena Hydro Boost line is amazing for that because it doesn't clog pores. So if you're prone to bumps, it's great. And then also just keeping a nice, clean razor, making sure it's not getting dull. That's very important.
And then finally, Dr. Lam, where can we go for more information? I mentioned the summit, so but where can we go for more information?
The audience can go for more information to amazon.com/skinwellness for this amazing 3-day event that will take place August 13th through 15th.
All right, so there you go. Talking about things to be aware of when it comes to skin. Oh, boy, and we're coming up on those, like, holidays where you've got, you know, you have Halloween and, come on, like, there's just massive candy, right? Who's not dipping into the candy, and how does that affect you? Oh, it's the worst. It is the worst. It starts the temptation of let the gates, you know, fly wide open, and what does that ultimately do to you health-wise, right? Okay, so moving forward, a couple of quick notes here, a couple of things that we're going to tie up at the end of the show, and that includes what we wish we could tie up, and that's the situation in Ukraine. And what do I mean by that? We're looking at what's happened is in Ukraine, they're refuting the annexation, which no surprise they should. And Moscow is still trying to mobilize 300,000 or more new soldiers. Kyiv is pushing back to recapture as much occupied territory as possible before Russia's reinforcements, you know, arrive. And it is at this point, as we watch what's going on, the moment Ukrainian troops are driving by the black bags of now on the other side of this dead Russians, that you've got, you know, the Ukrainian troops claiming victory in a city of 22,000 that the Russians had used as a big transportation hub. In the eastern region of the country, there was almost zero military presence now left there. So it does show that Ukrainian forces are really advancing with a little bit of these incremental gains. And I don't know about you, but this is a big deal to so many of us because we're watching the land grab of Vladimir Putin. We're watching pure evil, my friends. And I walk around my neighborhood, which, thank goodness, is still standing, although there's piles of debris. But I see flags. I see Ukrainian flags. I saw today I saw a Ukrainian ribbon wrapped around a tree. I see we support you, and I see the colors of the Ukrainian flag in a lot of different places. People are really cheering, wishing, hoping that Ukraine can hold back the Russians. In the meantime, we look at what does this mean in this scenario of these threats of possible nuclear war, because Putin is threatening that. I mean, recently, two different times, he has raised that possibility of using nuclear weapons to destroy Ukraine. Then what happens? I mean, that's frightening. And it might just be a desperate attempt to throw that out there and be even scarier and more evil, etc. But you can't just completely dismiss it, because there is that possibility. It is a definite possibility that he could go nuclear. Imagine if that happens. I mean, Russia has over 1,900 non-strategic or tactical nuclear weapons. They can be launched from ground-based missiles, airplanes, or even ships, navy vessels, whatever. And it could include some warheads that are retired or are waiting to be dismantled. So how many are actually deployable? It might be a little bit smaller than that. But you know they have them. So what would it take? What would it take to play this out? And we don't want to know this. I mean, look, a nuclear blast in Ukraine would kill so many people, soldiers, contaminate Russia, Ukraine, and even beyond that, right? The consequences would be, staggering. Staggering, staggering, staggering. And then what happens? Does NATO launch some kind of a military response? They would, right? And would it mean they go after the Black Sea Fleet, Russia's Black Sea Fleet? The former CIA director and retired general David Petraeus kind of suggested that could happen if the Kremlin uses a nuclear weapon in Ukraine. So this war would be wider. Oh, would be so, so much better for everybody if he could just be stopped. But how close is that possibility? And there are people that are critical of, can't the United States do more? Can't other European countries do more? Can't somebody do something? And the answer is, you can only do so much. Trust me, there are many things that are happening that I'm sure we are not even aware of. But the intimidation with nuclear weapons, my friends, and the thought of that is incredibly, incredibly frightening to me. Of everything that we're dealing with in this world, that we're talking about obliteration of so many lives and some terrible, terrible choices. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. Remember, you can reach me 24/7 through the miracle of the internet, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.